158. Grieve thou not over the ascension of my beloved Breakwell, for he hath risen unto a rose garden of splendours within the Abhor Paradise, sheltered by the mercy of his mighty Lord. And he is crying at the top of his voice, "Oh, that my people could know how graciously my Lord hath forgiven me and made me to be of those who have attained his presence." O Breakwell, O my dear one, where now is thy fair face? Where is thy fluent tongue? Where thy clear brow? Where thy bright comeliness? O Breakwell, O my dear one, where is thy fire blazing with God's love? Where is thy rapture at his holy breaths? Where are thy praises lifted unto him? Where is thy rising up to serve his cause? O Breakwell, O my dear one, where are thy beauteous eyes, thy smiling lips, the princely cheek, the graceful form? O Breakwell, O my dear one, thou hast quit this earthly world and risen upward to the kingdom. Thou hast reached unto the grace of the invisible realm and offered thyself at the threshold of its Lord. O Breakwell, O my dear one, thou hast left the lamp that was thy body here, the glass that was thy human form, thy earthly elements, thy way of life below. O Breakwell, O my dear one, thou hast lit a flame within the lamp of the company on high. Thou hast set foot in the Abhor Paradise. Thou hast found a shelter in the shadow of the blessed tree. Thou hast attained his meeting in the haven of heaven. O Breakwell, O my dear one, thou art now a bird of heaven. Thou hast quit thine earthly nest and soared away to a garden of holiness in the kingdom of thy Lord. Thou hast risen to a station filled with light. O Breakwell, O my dear one, thy song is even as bird song now. Thou pourest forth verses as to the mercy of thy Lord. Of him who forgiveth ever, thou wert a thankful servant. Wherefore hast thou entered into exceeding bliss. O Breakwell, O my dear one, thy Lord hath verily singled thee out for his love, and hath led thee into his precincts of holiness, and made thee to enter the garden of those who are his close companions, and hath blessed thee with beholding his beauty. O Breakwell, O my dear one, thou hast won eternal life and the bounty that faileth never, and a life to please thee well and plenteous grace. O Breakwell, O my dear one, thou art become a star in the supernal sky and a lamp amid the angels of high heaven, a living spirit in the most exalted kingdom, throned in eternity. O Breakwell, O my dear one, I ask of God to draw thee ever closer, hold thee ever faster, to rejoice thy heart with nearness to his presence, to fill thee with light and still more light, to grant thee still more beauty, and to bestow upon thee power and great glory. O Breakwell, O my dear one, at all times do I call thee to mind. I shall never forget thee. I pray for thee by day, by night. I see thee plain before me as if in open day. O Breakwell, O my dear one.